So really, I wanted to try and make the sort of things that would happen absurdly in Python, and you knew this wasn't the real world. You wanted to say, this is happening in the real world, this strange or extraordinary thing. And I guess what was going on in my mind is that there's always stranger and weirder stuff going on in the world than we kind of acknowledge. I'm not being X-Filesy about this. I mean, I hate all that kind of stuff. What I'm saying is that it's more like, I don't know, I've only just remembered this connection, and I don't know, I mean, I may be inventing a connection because I can't remember when I read it. But I remember reading Tolstoy's Resurrection. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Well, I remember when I read it, and almost expecting it to be to become a kind of sort of cult book in the 70s, because that was at the time when there was an awful lot of, at kind of sort of student level, there was an awful lot of support for things like the IRA and so on and so forth. It was a very sort of fashionable and romantic cause, and any terrorist organization tended to be, you know, romantic and fashionable. And the interesting thing about Resurrection is that the story is simply this, that a nobleman finds himself discharging one of his regular duties as a justice of the peace. A woman comes up in front of him, charged with prostitution, and he hands down the regular sentence for such a thing. But her face seems vaguely familiar. Can't think why. But anyway, he hands down the sentence that tradition demands. And then he subsequently figures out why she's familiar, which is that she was a serving girl in the house of a nobleman who was a friend of his, and he went and stayed there and seduced her. And basically he seduced her on the grounds that if she didn't come across for him, it would go the worse for her because, she would be fired. And of course what happened is she becomes pregnant and becomes fired for being pregnant. And then once she's pregnant, has a child, the only course open for her is prostitution. And so you see this all is suddenly connecting and igniting in his mind as he realizes that he has absolutely been the instrument of this woman's downfall. And gradually sees that polite society, which is moral, upright, and so on and so forth, is absolutely corrupt at a level that is absolutely invisible to those people who are part of it. And there was just a momentary move, a momentary sort of chink in the curtain through which he saw the actual truth. And the book then goes on to develop the idea or explore the idea that there is no such thing as an innocent society. And therefore that becomes, if you like, a manifesto for certain types of terrorism, if you like, saying that there is no such thing as an innocent member of a society which is not innocent itself. And therefore that's a justification of terrorism. Anyway, that's all by the by. But what made a profound impact on me about that story was simply the fact that things are not as they seem. I don't mean because there may be aliens wandering around or anything like that, but because we live in a world which we accept at one level because it's very convenient for us and because we make all sorts of comfortable assumptions. But when you look at it from some other point of view, it suddenly looks wildly and extremely different. And I think that's an idea that's kind of obsessed me all the way through. What other point of view can you see this event from that suddenly makes it seem very, very strange and unusual and unreal when normally it appears to us to be a very normal event? Again, this is all post hoc rationalisation, but I guess when you look at that opening story, guy gets his house demolished, and we think a certain way about it. You know, you read about it in the papers, and maybe you'll be engaged by it, or maybe you won't be engaged by it, or maybe you'll think, oh, just some other thing. But then it happens at another scale. You know, the world gets demolished for the same reason, and suddenly, you know, it looks very, very differently to you. Now, where I guess I began to sort of think about this after I'd done Last Chance to See, and I went off to do that, going around the world looking for various rare and endangered species of animal with the zoologist Mark Carwardine. And I went off to do that because I wanted to, and you only figure it out afterwards. And I discovered the thing that was most fascinating was trying to see the world through the perceptual framework of a completely different animal. And seeing a world that's familiar to us, but seen from a different perspective, through a different set of eyes, out of a different body, with different things it needs to achieve in order to survive. And suddenly the world looks staggeringly different. And that was a thing that continually fascinated me. So I think that's kind of a prime mover. How do events look when you see them from a different point of view?